Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 250. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. I'm back from Vancouver, and I'm excited to report to you guys that my wife and I successfully completed the half marathon. I received tons of messages from all of you, and I just want to say thank you so much for the outpouring support. I was definitely able to push through and cross that finish line because of you guys. 無事、ハーフマラソンを完走させ、バンクーバーから戻ってきました。皆さんからのたくさんの応援メッセージ、本当にありがとうございました。皆さんのおかげで最後まで頑張ってゴールすることができました。The day of the half marathon was a bit overcast and chilly, but actually perfect weather for the race. As my wife and I headed to the starting line, there was a huge crowd of half marathoners gathered, some looking excited and some looking nervous. The DJ was playing pump-up jams, hyping everyone up, and you can just feel the energy in the air. I've ran over 10 half marathons, but till this day, I still get butterflies in my stomach minutes before the race. It's a mixture of nervousness and excitement, and I can just feel the adrenaline pumping through my veins. ハーフマラソン当日はちょっと曇っていて肌寒くはありましたが、ハーフマラソンにはちょうどいい天気でした。私と妻がスタートラインへ向かうと、大勢のランナーがすでに集まっており、ワクワクしてる人もいれば、緊張してる人もいました。DJ はテンション上がる音楽を流しながらみんなを盛り上げていて、空気にエネルギーを感じました。これまで10回以上ハーフマラソンを走りましたが、レースが始まる数分前は今でも緊張します。緊張感とワクワク感が入り混じり、アドレナリンが上昇するのがわかります。The countdown begins!And 3, 2, 1, boom! The half marathon begins and everyone hits the ground running. This is a crucial lesson I learned from my early days of running half marathons. Don't go out too fast. When runners blow by you in the beginning, it makes you feel like you're running slowly and you end up trying to keep up with everyone. But going out too fast will cause you to suffer later.I learned that the hard way and paid for it the first few times I ran a half marathon. It's important to stay calm, ignore the crowd, and go at your own pace.
カウントダウンが始まり、3、2、1、スタート!ハーフマラソンが始まり、みんなが一斉に速いペースでスタートを切ります。出だしは早く走りすぎない。これはハーフマラソンを始めた最初の頃に学んだ重要なレッスンでした。レースが始まると、次から次にランナーに抜かれることで自分が遅いのではないかと思ってしまい、みんなのペースについていこうと必死になってしまいます。しかし出だしから早く走りすぎてしまうと、後が辛くなります。これは私が最初にハーフマラソンを走った時に身をもって知ったことで、レースの後半は本当に痛い目に遭いました。周りを気にせず、落ち着いて自分のペースで走ることが重要だと学びました。
Although there were a few hills here and there, overall, it was a pretty flat, runner-friendly course. We started out running through downtown Vancouver, then ended by running around Stanley Park. My wife and I were running at a good pace, and everything was going smoothly until we hit the 11th mile. My leg started to slightly cramp up, and I felt a mysterious pain on the side of my foot. But I kept telling myself,Just two more miles. Fight through it. And somehow, I was able to block the pain, power through it, and cross that finish line.
坂はところどころありましたが、全体的にフラットで、ランナーにとっては走りやすいコースでした。最初はバンクーバーの繁華街を走り、 後半はスタンレー公園を走りました。私と妻はずっといいペースで走っていましたが、17キロあたりで壁にぶつかりました。私の足がつり始め、足の外側に変な痛みを感じました。でも、残り3キロちょっとだけだ。頑張れと自分に言い聞かせ、なんとか痛みに耐え、最後まで粘ってゴールすることができました。
Our goal going into this half marathon was to challenge our PR and run it under 1 hour and 45 minutes. We ended up running the half marathon in 1 hour 44 minutes and 22 seconds, setting a new PR for ourselves. I'm not gonna lie, that one felt pretty damn good. We haven't run a half marathon in over 4 years and weren't sure if we still had it in us. But this race has reminded me that training does pay off. When you put in the work day in and day out, results will follow. Oh, and having a sidekick working towards the same goal doesn't hurt either. Without her there pushing me every week, I probably wouldn't have come close to hitting my PR.
このハーフマラソンでは自己ベストの1時間45分以内で走ることが目標でした。私たちは1時間44分22秒でハーフマラソンを完走し、自己ベストを更新することができました。正直言って、自己ベストを更新できたことはとても気分が良かったです。最後にハーフマラソンに参加したのが4年以上も前で、あの時のように走れるか多少不安に思っていた自分がいました。しかし練習は嘘をつかない。日々努力をすれば結果はついてくる。このレースで努力することの大切さを再認識させられました。それと、同じ目標に向かう仲間がいるのも悪くないですね。妻が毎週走るようにプッシュしてくれなかったら、自己ベストを更新することはできなかったでしょう。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. In today's conversation, Jason and Christian talk about their thoughts on changing jobs. It's commonly known that Americans frequently switch jobs, but is it really true?Does any of it have to do with the generation that we live in? Let's listen to Jason and Christian and find out.
さ、今日の課題に入りましょう。今日の会話ではジェイソンとクリスチョンが転職について意見交換をします。アメリカ人は頻繁に転職すると知られていますが、本当でしょうか？転職することは今の世代と関係しているのでしょうか？ジェイソンとクリスチョンの会話を聞いて考えましょう。
Are you ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問
Number 1. How does Christian believe generations before millennials experience their careers?
ミレニアル世代以前の働き方はどのようなものだったとクリスチャンは考えていますか?
Number 2.What job searching websites do Christian and Jason mention in this episode?
クリスチャンとジェイソンが今回のエピソードで挙げた求人サイトは何ですか?
Number 3. What was the promise Christian and Jason spoke of at the end of the episode?
会話の終わりにクリスチャンとジェイソンが語った約束されていたこととは何ですか?
Live conversation.
So Christian, what is your opinion on changing jobs?
Well, I think it's actually interesting because our culture, like millennials specifically, mm-hmm. change jobs a lot.
Yes.
And I've heard that, they change jobs frequently. And that's like kind of a new thing because maybe, in the past, our older generation would stick to one job or like mm-hmm. have one job like for, you know, several long years. And, Nowadays, I think people are just changing jobs left and right, mm-hmm. which is really interesting. I don't know if that's... I think it has its positives and negatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, first of all, I think we live in this new generation where a lot of people don't know what the heck they're doing.
Yes. That I agree with. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we never got... Like, I think we're inadequately prepared for the business side of, mm-hmm. you know... world, the business side of the world. And a lot of my friends, like that I know, like are still, you know, figuring out what they're doing,
yeah.
What they're going to do. And, you know, like I think also with technology being the way it is, like you can go Indeed, Craigslist,
Monster. Yeah.
You can get jobs almost anywhere, and you one resume can go through all of them.
Yeah.
So it's distributed everywhere, and like it's pretty, I think it's easier now to get a job.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Because right now I'm on my fifth or sixth full-time job since graduating high school. And that was little more than 10 years ago. So maybe about every year and a half to 2 years, I'd jump to a new job.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very similar in that way. And it's very strange, you know. And like I know back, you know, probably in the past, it was like, after college, you go to this career and then you stick with it.
Yep. That was the promise.
Yeah, that was the promise.
You go to college, you get a good job, and you stick with that job forever. Unfortunately, that's not how it works anymore because nobody is retiring either.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like our parents' generation, they're still working.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, we grew up with that promise. You go to college and you'll get a great paying job. Well, I went to college. Where's my great paying job type of thing?
It's like the great American lie. It's just like...
Exactly. So...
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one. How does Christian believe generations before millennials experience their careers? ミレニアル世代以前の働き方はどのようなものだったとクリスチャンは考えていますか? Christian thinks it was more common for those in older generations to enter full-time work after attending college.And more common for people to stick with one job or career path for most of their lives. ミレニアル世代の上の世代は、大学卒業後はフルタイムで仕事をし、その仕事を定年まで全うするのが今よりも一般的だったとクリスチャンは考えています。Number 2. What job searching websites do Christian and Jason mention in this episode?クリスチャンとジェイソンが今回のエピソードで挙げた求人サイトは何ですか? They mention Indeed, Craigslist, and Monster as websites through which a person can explore job opportunities. Indeed, Craigslist, Monster です。これらのウェブサイトを通して求人情報を検索することができます。Number 3.What was the promise Christian and Jason spoke of at the end of the episode? 会話の終わりにクリスチャンとジェイソンが語った約束されていたこととは何ですか? They both speak of the promise in American culture that if someone attends and graduates from college, they will earn a high-paying job. 大学を出れば高級の仕事に就けるというアメリカの文化において約束されていたことについて二人は話しました。Summary. 会話の要約 In this episode, Jason and Christian talk about changing jobs in American work culture. Christian believes it is more common nowadays for younger people, especially millennials, to switch jobs often rather than stick with one job for most of their professional lives. 今回のエピソードでジェイソンとクリスチャンはアメリカの労働文化における転職について議論しました。ミレニアル世代を中心とした若者の間では、一つの仕事に長年従事するよりも、次々に転職するのが一般的だとクリスチャンは思っています。Christian thinks older generations often graduated from college and transitioned into jobs that they would stay at for most of their careers. He believes the younger generations, however,are less prepared for professional life than the older. 上の世代は大学を出たら就職し、長年その仕事に従事する働き方が普通でしたが、若い世代は上の世代ほど働くことに対する準備や覚悟ができてないとクリスチャンは考えています。Both Jason and Christian change their full-time jobs roughly every 1 or 2 years. Both mention job searching websites,like Indeed, Craigslist, and Monster as websites through which a person can search for new jobs, and how this has contributed to a culture of frequent job shifting. ジェイソンもクリスチャンも1、2年おきに転職しています。Indeed, Craigslist,
モンスターといった求人サイトによって頻繁に転職する働き方がより一般的になってきたと二人は言います。
Jason speaks of a promise within American culture. The promise that once a person graduates from college, they will enter good, high-paying jobs. But Christian and Jason's life experiences contrast with this promise, leading them to refer to it not as a promise, but as a great American lie.
Jason は大学を出れば給料のいい仕事に就けるというアメリカ文化における約束されたことについて話します。しかしクリスチャンもジェイソンもそれとは逆の経験をしており、二人はそれは約束ではなく、アメリカの大嘘だと言いました。
Phrases of the day.
今日のフレーズ。
Number one. Millennial.
ミレニアル世代。
Millennial
は千年期のという意味の単語ですが、現代においては1980年代から2000年初頭に生まれた世代を指して主に使われます。ミレニアル世代はパソコンやスマホなどテクノロジーに強く、SNS を通して情報を発信したり、物よりも経験を重視し、会社勤めよりも自由な働き方を求めるといった傾向があります。
例文。I was born in the 1980s, so technically speaking, I'm considered a millennial.
私は80年代生まれなので、厳密に言えばミレニアル世代です。
Do you find it hard to work with millennials?
ミレニアル世代と仕事をするのは大変だと思いますか?
Millennials are known for making work-life balance a high priority.
ミレニアル世代はワークライフバランスを優先することで知られています。
Number two. Stick to.
何々から離れない。Stick.は何々にくっつくという意味の単語ですが、日常会話では転職せずに定年まで勤め上げたり、計画やルールに忠実であったり、一つのやり方を貫くなど、一度決めたことを最後までやり抜くことを意味します。
stick with の形を取ることもありますが、意味は stick to と同じです。
例文。
Let's stick with the original plan.
最初の計画で進めましょう。
Don't give up now. Just stick with it and the results will follow.
今諦めてはダメだ。最後までやり通せば結果はついてくる。
If you want to lose weight, you have to stick with this diet.
痩せたいならこの食事を守るように。
Number three. Left and right.
あちこちに。次々に。
Left and right を直訳すると、
左と右ですが、これはあちこちにや次々にという意味の口語表現です。至るところにコンビニがあったり、次々に注文が入ってきたり、お金をたくさん使うという意味でも使われます。同じ意味ですが、
right and left という人もいます。
例文。
Ramen shops are opening up left and right in LA.
ロスではラーメン屋が次々とオープンしています。
It was a hectic day today. We were getting orders left and right.
今日は慌ただしい一日でした。注文が次から次に入ってきたんです。
I've been spending money left and right these days.
最近やたらとお金を使ってるよ。
Number four. What the heck?
何なんだ?
What the heck?
は驚きや怒り、困惑などを示すときに使われる表現です。
What the heck is going on?
一体何が起きてるんだ?
What the heck is that?
あれは一体何だ?のように、heck を加えることによって驚きや怒り、困惑の気持ちが強調されます。
例文。What the heck?Why did you do that?
一体何なんだよ。なんでそんなことをしたんだよ。
What the heck is going on? Why did the train suddenly stop?
一体何が起きてるんだ。なんで急に電車が止まったんだ。
What the heck is that on your shirt?
Is that a centipede?
シャツに何かついてるけど、それ何？もしかしてムカデ？
Number 5. Inadequate.
不十分な。
Inadequate は、not enough を一言で表す単語で、
不十分なや不適切なという意味です。
情報や準備が不十分であったり、自分の無力さや不適格さを感じるときに使われます。ちなみに、inadequate の副詞は、inadequately で、意味は不十分にとなります。例文。
I'm not sure what we're supposed to do. We were given inadequate information.
もらった情報が不十分で、何をしたらいいのかよくわかりません。
Working with him makes me feel inadequate.
彼と仕事をしてると自分の無力さを感じる。
I was inadequately prepared for that presentation.
プレゼンの準備が不十分でした。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。
Repeat after me. Number 1. Millennial.
I was born in the 1980s, so technically speaking, I'm considered a millennial.
Do you find it hard to work with millennials?
Millennials are known for making work-life balance a high priority.
Number 2. Stick to.
Let's stick to the original plan.
Don't give up now. Just stick with it and the results will follow.
If you want to lose weight, you have to stick with this diet.
Number 3. Left and right.
Ramen shops are opening up left and right in LA.
It was a hectic day today. We were getting orders left and right.
I've been spending money left and right these days.
Number 4. What the heck?
What the heck? Why did you do that?
What the heck is going on? Why did the train suddenly stop?
What the heck is that on your shirt? Is that a centipede?
Number 5. Inadequate.
I'm not sure what we're supposed to do. We were given inadequate information.
Working with him makes me feel inadequate.
I was inadequately prepared for that presentation.
Kyono Conversation mo ichido nagashimasu. Saisho ni kikitore nakatta fureezu ya atarashiku maranda hyougen ga kikitoreru ka chekku o shimashou.
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So, Christian, what is your opinion on changing jobs?
Well, I think it's actually interesting because our culture, like millennials specifically, mm-hmm. change jobs a lot.
Yes.
And I've heard that they change jobs frequently. And that's like kind of a new thing because maybe in the past, our older generation would stick to one job or like mm-hmm. have long one job like for, you know, several long years. And nowadays, I think people are just changing jobs left and right,
mm-hmm.
which is really interesting. I don't know if that's... I think it has its positives and negatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, first of all, I think we live in this new generation where a lot of people don't know what the heck they're doing.
Yes. That I agree with. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we never got, like, I think we're inadequately prepared for the business side of, you know, world, the business side of the world. And a lot of people, a lot of my friends, like, that I know, like, are still... you know, figuring out what they're doing,
yeah.
What they're going to do. And, you know, like, I think also with technology
mm-hmm.
being the way it is, like, you can go Indeed, Craigslist.
Monster. Yeah.
You can get jobs almost anywhere. And mm-hmm. you one resume can go through all of them.
Yeah.
So it's distributed everywhere. And, like, it's pretty, I think it's easier now to get a job.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Because right now I'm on my fifth or sixth full-time job since graduating high school. And that was little more than 10 years ago. So maybe about every year and a half to 2 years, I jumped to a new job.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very similar in that way. And it's very strange, you know. And like I know back, you know, probably in the past, it was like, after college, you go to this career and then you stick with it.
Yep. That was the promise.
Yeah, that was the promise.
You go to
right?
college, you get a good job, and you stick with that job forever. Unfortunately, that's not how it works anymore because nobody is retiring either.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like our parents' generation, they're still working.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, we grew up with that promise. You go to college and you'll get a great paying job. Well, I went to college. Where's my great paying job type of thing?
It's like the great American lie. It's just like.
Exactly.
So.
Awesome job today. Compared to people in Japan, I do feel like it's more common for Americans to change jobs. According to a statistic I saw online, they say that an average American changes jobs 12 times during his or her career and spends 5 years or less in every job. All of my close friends have switched jobs at least 3 times already, and it seems like they're always looking for better opportunities.
お疲れ様です。日本人と比べるとアメリカ人の方が転職することが一般的だと思います。ネットで見たある統計によると、アメリカ人は平均で12回転職すると言われ、一つの会社で働く期間が5年未満だそうです。私の親友もみんな最低でも3回は転職しており、常にいい仕事を探しているように思います。
As Christian mentioned,I think the generation that we live in plays a big role in why so many Americans change jobs these days. I think millennials are prone to job hopping because they are constantly looking for something new and better instead of settling for one job. Also, the internet has really changed the way people land jobs. Not only has it become significantly easier for people to look for jobs,But also recruiters can now get in touch with job seekers in a click of a button.
今日の会話でクリスチャンが述べたように、最近アメリカ人が頻繁に転職する理由は私たち世代にあるのだと思います。ミレニアル世代は一つの会社で満足するのではなく、常に新しいチャレンジを求めている傾向があるため、職を転々とするのだと思います。またインターネットが仕事の見つけ方を変え、仕事を探すのが簡単になっただけでなく、採用担当者もワンクリックで求職者に連絡が取れる時代になりました。
I got some exciting news, guys. The next HAPA Eikaiwa seminar dates are officially set. The HAPA Eikaiwa seminar will take place from October 12th to the 27th, and it'll be held in 8 cities. Sapporo, Sendai, Tokyo, Yokohama, Nagoya, Osaka, Hiroshima, and Fukuoka.In this seminar, I'm going to cover the English mistakes commonly made by Japanese learners, essential conversational phrases, as well as teaching you how to order at restaurants and fast food shops using real footage from LA. For more information, please come by the HAPA Eikaiwa blog.
make sure you grab your tickets before they sell out. It's going to be a fun seminar, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there.
ここでお知らせがあります。次回のハパ英会話セミナーの日程が決まりました。ハパ英会話のセミナーは10月12日から27日にかけて、札幌、仙台、東京、横浜、名古屋、大阪、広島、福岡の8都市で開催されます。今回のセミナーでは、日本人が誤解しがちな英語や自然な英語を話すための日常表現をご紹介します。またロスで撮影した実際の動画を使って飲食店での注文方法もお見せします。詳細はすべてハパ英会話のブログに掲載していますので、興味のある方はぜひチェックしてください。皆さんにお会いできることを楽しみにしています。
Are you guys on Instagram? ハパ英会話でインスタをやっています。現在ユーザーの皆さんには、ポッドキャストや YouTube、メルマガやブログなどを利用して英語を学習していただいてますが、今度はその学んだ英語をアウトプットできる場として、ハパのインスタを使ってみませんか?ハパ英会話のインスタでは、実践的なミニ英会話レッスンを配信していますので、勉強の合間や仕事の休憩時間など、ちょっとした隙間時間に英語のアウトプットの場として、ぜひ活用してください。
You can find today's show notes on hapaeikaiwa.com/podcast250. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. The premium version of this episode is also available on our website. The premium version includes a transcript and the Japanese translation of the entire episode, as well as the English-only audio file. Please come by our site for more information.
今日のエピソードの詳細は、hapaeikaiwa.com/podcast250 で掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめてありますので、ぜひご覧ください。またハパオンラインショップではポッドキャストプレミアム版も販売しております。プレミアム版は私のナレーション部分を含めた、ポッドキャストの台本が丸ごと収納された和訳付きテキストブックと、日本語をすべて取り除いた英語のみの音声ファイルがセットになっています。詳細はブログでご確認ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などありましたら、ハパ英会話のブログまでにぜひ投稿してください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、インスタ、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.